about these two favors I'm going to ask you. So I'm going to ask to the rest. First of all, as you already hear, I have a very, very Greek accent. Please, even though it's going to be quiet later, please, if you don't understand me, or if I speak too quickly, or if I say something confusing, hello, join us for the tour, eh?
Yeah.
So you are with them. To stop me while I speak, okay? If you don't understand something.
Sorry, can you repeat?
Yes, if you don't understand something, please stop me.
I come to the Church of Prophistis Ilias. I join a group who are listening to the man with a red umbrella. We continue across the main road between houses that look different at first glance. We are entering a completely different world to the one we know from the city center. Peace, quietness and cats. That's probably the most descriptive.
You see the latter? Above you see a blue eye. So the thing is, in Greece, we believe very much if you see someone in a very intensive way, not say necessarily bad, but intensive way, we believe you transmit bad, negative energy to this person. So the thing is, so to be protected, we have this blue eye. Okay, even though it's very rare to see it in a house, we mainly use it exactly as you do for a medallion. Also, we use it as a bracelet in our cats and in our dogs, they put it, yes, to protect them also. And even though everybody believes it's something religious, this protection.
We walk on through the beautiful tiny streets. Our guide chats with all the group participants. But who is the nice man who makes us understand Thessaloniki in context?
My name in Greek is Giorgos. And one thing I like to do, I like reading. I saw it in Spain, in Granada, doing, let's say, this type of free walking tours that are all around the world. And so, because I knew already some things about Messina, I like to meet people from all around. That's why I came here and I started it. And 8 years they have passed since then. Maybe you ask if I have gained stereotypes during the tours. No, I haven't gained stereotypes. I would say the opposite. When you meet people, you understand better, first of all, that every person is different.
We climb higher and higher. Yorgos tirelessly answers all the questions until magnificent view of the whole city emerges before us.
This is not the best view of the city. Second time, this is not the best view of the city. Where is the best? I will tell you very close. So let's make a small tour from here. Let's go more left. We see this big church. In Thessaloniki came a very famous, a celebrity. His name was Paul. His second name, Saint. If you read the New Testament, you're going to understand, because he wrote 2 letters. To Thessalonians first, to Thessalonians second. Saint Paul, he came here and he said, people of Thessaloniki, the end of the world is coming. Jesus will come again, be prepared. And he left. Some people here, they took this literally. And they said, if this guy told us that the end of the world is coming, what's the point to go to work? Let's sit and let's wait for the end of the world. It happened, historical fact, the city had financial problems. Saint Paul learned about it. He wrote the second letter, saying in the last page, Thessaloniki people, don't listen to who tells you stay home. Please go and work. Like I do, he said.
The group disperses the area and everyone enjoys the view of the city. The participants are truly diverse. A couple from Ireland, a low-cost traveler from the Netherlands, the Erasmus student from France, a Ukrainian family on vacation. How do you think others perceive this experience?
My name is Maya, I'm from Croatia. Well,
I think it's very interesting. Every city, I mean, many older cities have like the older part of the town and the new one. So it's interesting to split the tour in two different tours. So I was very excited about this one because I love history. And
Clara, my name is Clara. I'm from France. Yeah, it was really interesting actually, and I discovered some street that I never went here because when I went the very first day, everyone told me that oh, you should do the free walk tour. It's super nice and stuff like this.
So I'm Paola and I'm from Mexico. I think they're absolutely brilliant idea. It's better to see the city with a local. And normally, or even with person that knows the city very well.
And then I will tell you what the song was telling about.
We are coming to the end, but Yorgos has one more surprise for everyone.
If you go to a university in Greece, or to a squat, very often you will see rebetiko concerts. In tavernas, very often young people are playing. Young people are listening. They know the lyrics, they sing. The question is why they didn't care. First of all, about making money until it became commercial. They were just playing guys for their joy, for themselves. Second, they didn't care of being liked, of being famous. Only about one thing, guys, they cared. Expressing, taking out what was troubling them. We were grabbing an instrument like bouzouki, kren, rebetiko started. So now, tsitsanis. Ό,τι κι από δε σε ξεχνώ και μπρος την πόρτα σου τραβώ.
I go home full of information and good mood. My stay in Thessaloniki may still be at its beginning, but thanks to this afternoon, I already feel more at home in one of the Greece's oldest cities.
Τα λόγια μου τα μαγικά.